You off riding then, Lillian?
No.
Well, isn't that why Shula phoned? Wanted you to take one of her nags out?
Hadn't realised you were listening in so intently.
Well, I couldn't help hearing while I made coffee.
As it happens, I said I'd take Marcy out for her. But I'm going to cry off.
Why?
Because I'm going round to the lodge instead.
Oh, puss cat.
Oh, don't puss cat me, Matt.
Look, I know you're worried about your mother and Jack.
Since you clearly don't understand family obligations, don't start lecturing me about them.
You won't change Peggy's mind by popping in every 5 minutes.
I've got a book to take round, all right? An Inspector Dalgleish. She likes P.D. James.
Yeah, well, she'll know why you've really called in.
Well, Jack's become far too much for her on her own. Even on his good days, he needs constant attention.
Yeah, all the same.
Getting her to accept a carer for him was such a breakthrough.
And now she's decided she doesn't want one.
Well, she didn't give Maria a chance.
Yeah, well, perhaps not, but you won't change her mind by constantly checking on her.
Oh, you don't understand, Matt. Mum hates to admit she needs help, but she does.
Yeah, well, she's exactly like you, Pusscat. The more you push, the more she digs in. Go on, you get over to the stable.
No, there's no point. I won't enjoy taking Marcy out now.
Yeah, you will.
I'll be thinking about Mum all the time.
No, you're right. Look, give me your Douglas book.
What?
The book you were banging on about.
Well, what for?
I'll drop it in on my way to the golf club. Oh. And while I'm there, I'll have a quick shifty. See, Jack isn't giving her a hard time.
Hmm. Would you?
Why not? It's on my way.
Well, I suppose in some ways it's better if it is you. I mean, Mum doesn't...
Yeah, had me pinned for a social worker, yeah? Thinks I'm a heartless monster.
She won't be so defensive.
So for once, you won't mind me getting involved with your family?
Well, be quite helpful, actually. Oh, all right. Thank you, Matt.
You look as though you need hosing down more than the quad bike, Brian.
Yeah, Littleton's still very boggy despite the sun.
Oh, is that one of the drives you're using on Tuesday?
Well, I hope not. Aren't many guns coming. We'll probably get away with Cherrywood and Blackbird in the morning and Spitfire in the afternoon.
Debbie rang to say she got back safely last night.
Oh, good. Wish she'd been able to stay longer. Didn't really catch up with her. Never do these days.
And Marshall was waiting for her at the airport with flowers.
Hmm. When are we going to see this chap?
Oh, I don't know. She said I should go over sometime to see him, but we need to fix a date.
Huh.
Oh, and I've had a brief chat with Alice.
Oh, how's she?
Oh, bubbly. Talking 19 to the dozen. And Christopher's still with her.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. She says he's really enjoying his weekend taste of student life.
Oh, marvellous.
They're already discussing his next visit.
Oh, how my heart sings.
Mm. Oh, we know it's only a teenage romance, Brian, in all probability.
Come on. Hello?
What? Who is it?
Afternoon, Jack. It's Matt.
Hello.
Matt, Lillian's worse a half. I'm dropping something off for Peggy. All right to come in for a minute?
Oh.
Oh, cheers. Oh, dear. Not feeling too good, yeah?
What?
The dressing gown. You got a cold or something?
I don't know.
Is Peggy around?
Peggy? She's very...
Yeah, excuse me, Jack.
Oh. All right.
Well, Peggy? Peggy?
It's me. Help.
Yeah. Best not go outside, eh, Jack?
All right.
Peggy?
Too sad. To see anyone.
Is everything okay? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, yes, there is. You're not looking too clever.
I'm... All right.
Get up, Peggy.
Just want to sleep.
What's happened?
My arm.
What, is it hurting?
Can't move it.
Have you had a fall?
No.
Peggy.
Slept on it.
Stand up.
No, it's okay, Jack. She's fine on the sofa.
Just...
I don't know why she won't get up. Come on, Peggy.
No, leave her alone, eh?
I want to help.
Just want to sleep.
Yeah, Jack. No, leave her, all right? Leave her. Just, ambulance, please.
Hang on, Tom, you'll hurt your back.
It's okay. Now, where are you putting it? I'm moving the doorway out of the wind. A bit more. Okay, that'll do.
Can you get someone to help?
Oh, I'm only turning the art round, Brian.
Well, why not rope in Jazza?
On his day off?
Oh. So you're putting some pigs up here?
A few. Adam knows.
I'm not complaining.
The bottom of the field's poached up.
Oh, it's very sensible. We need the housing in good condition if we're pushing on with the brand.
Yeah.
You finished up here?
There's one more arc to come up.
In fact, after our chat last week, I thought you'd have some figures for me by now.
Ah.
At least some idea of the costs we discussed, putting Tom Archer bacon on the market.
I started looking into it.
Really? Good. Well, you can bring me up to date while we move the arc.
Oh, it's a blessing I was only tacking up when you rang.
Yeah, she's in the living room. It looks like a stroke.
Oh, Lord!
The emergency people seem to think so from the questions they asked.
Oh, I didn't think that I'd beat the ambulance.
I don't know where it's got to.
Mum? Oh, whatever's the matter, darling?
What are you doing here?
That's exactly how I found her.
Oh, you poor darling.
I want to sleep.
What's happening?
It's all right, Jack.
Why are you kneeling down?
Mum, it's me, Lillian. Can you open your eyes?
No, she says it makes her dizzy.
Tired.
What's wrong with her?
We don't know, Jack.
Where the hell are they?
Has she been sick?
No. I'll see if they're coming.
Sit up, Peggy. You'll feel better.
Jack, no. Mum's best left as she is.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing.
We're not sure, but we're getting some help.
Oh.
You're going to be all right, Mum. We're getting an ambulance.
Oh.
Look, keep your eyes closed. Closed if it hurts.
Don't want an ambulance.
What's she saying? Peggy, I can't hear
look,
you.
Jack, can you... Look, can you get Mum a blanket?
What?
A blanket from the bedroom.
Don't want one.
Why won't she get up? Have I done something wrong?
No, it's not you, Jack. Mum's not feeling very well, that's all.
Oh.
Look, why don't you sit by the window?
Why?
Well, you could see if there are any birds.
All right.
Look, let's get you more comfortable, Mum.
Leave me.
Oh, you'll hurt yourself lying like that, darling.
There's no sign. I'm going to ring again.
This is my dressing gown.
Or shall we put her in the car, take her out
no,
ourselves?
No.
I'm not dressed
no,
properly.
No, not if they're on their way.
Look, this is totally unacceptable.
Well, how long have they been?
Peggy.
Must be... Oh, yeah, well, I thought it was longer.
Peggy.
What?
Jack.
I'm wearing my dressing gown.
Matt, find him something to do.
What's wrong, Peggy?
Yeah,
What's wrong with Peggy?
Look, make a cup of tea, anything.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah?
Be a pal. Come through to the kitchen. Show me where the kettle is, yeah?
Peggy knows.
Yeah, but she's having a little nap. Why don't you and me find it together, eh?
All right.
Oh, at last.
Don't worry, Mum. You're gonna be fine.
Will this do?
A little further.
Okay.
Or there'll be the same problem with the wind. Here.
Oh, it's an awkward job.
Oh, you get used to it.
So, when you said you'd started looking into the costs...
Oh, I admit I haven't got very far yet.
Tom.
I've been really busy.
Well, not in developing the brand, obviously.
It's been hectic. On top of everything else, I've had to help Dad get the spuds in.
So exactly where we were 3 weeks ago?
No. Like I said, I found a couple of names. Guys who cure bacon.
But you haven't got any quotes?
Not yet.
Feed costs are horrendous.
I do realise that, Brian.
Which is why we have to raise the take per pig as a matter of some urgency.
And I'm going to sit down soon and work it out.
When? In another 3 weeks?
No.
I know we don't agree about the future of Tom Archer.
It's not that, Brian.
No? Well, it seems to be coming second best to everything else at the moment.
That's not actually true. I've put Bridge Farm projects on the back burner for you.
Us, Tom, for us.
Give me a few days, I'll cost it all out. Everything we need to do to launch a premium bacon. Everything we've talked about.
You better had, Tom. It's time we got motoring on this.
We're going to Felpisham. They've got a stroke unit.
You're going with them, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Can you ring Tony and Jenny straight away?
Yeah.
Tell them what's happened.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, with you in a second, Jack.
I'll stay at the hospital as long as I have to.
Is that an ambulance?
Yeah. All right, Pussycat, you get off.
Who's in it?
Oh, Jack, darling, we're taking Peggy to hospital. She's not very well.
Oh, isn't she?
We want to get her better.
She's going away?
Yeah, for a little while.
But who'll look after her if I'm not there?
Look, she's in very good hands, so you're not to worry.
You need Jack to me. Go on. Get going.
Maybe Jenny will come over, Matt.
No, forget about it.
I'll ring as soon as I know anything.
Am I going too?
No, not today, eh? We've got things to do. Take care, Puss.
I will.
What things?
Well, there's a cup of tea that needs pouring for a start.
Oh. Is Peggy in there?
Yeah. No. Don't go out, Chief. We'll let them get on with it, yeah?
Oh, Peggy!
No, it's all right.
Oh. Peggy!
No, it's okay, Jack. She's going to be looked after really, really well.
Oh.
I know it's not very nice, is it? But she'll come back, right as rain. She's a tough old girl, you, Peggy. Now, we can have biscuits with this, too.
Oh. Morning, Tom.
How's Gran?
Oh, no great change.
Have you been in to see her?
Not since last night after her scan. I rang earlier, though.
Yeah?
Nurse I spoke to said she'd had a reasonable night.
And it's definitely a stroke, Dad.
Oh, yes.
A bad one.
Well, they're keeping her in for observation. Won't know till they've completed the tests.
I wonder how long she'd been lying on the sofa.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't remember very much when I saw her yesterday.
I guess Jack doesn't have much idea.
No. She was so weak when I saw her last night. She can't move her arm, and it's affected her face. This side. The mouth is frozen.
What a horrible thing to happen.
Yeah. Your mum's off to visit her soon.
I'm going in tonight.
Yeah, me too. Want me to pick you up?
No, it's okay. I'm all over the place this afternoon.
Delivering?
Yeah. Morris should have the bangers finished in an hour or so.
Right. Mind if I carry on with the carrots?
Oh, no.
I don't want the casuals hanging round waiting for a trailer.
Well, I've got 5 minutes. I can pass them down.
Oh, thanks.
I'm in Felpisham later anyway.
What for?
Bacon curers. It's a family firm. Quite small.
Oh, yeah. Is this for Bridge Farm bacon?
Oh, I wish. No, for Tom Archer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Brian was giving me a hard time about it yesterday. Right. Says I'm not moving fast enough.
With what, Tom?
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi.
Expanding the Tom Archer brand. He wants us to get the bacon on stream as quickly as possible. He accused me of dragging my feet.
Doesn't he realise how busy you are?
Oh, yeah. Like that matters to him.
Oh, Brian's only interested in what makes him a profit.
It means setting up the pig enterprise here has to go on the back burner. Last one.
How long for? Oh.
Well, till I've got Tom Archer bacon on the market, I guess. Otherwise, he'll say I'm favouring my business over his.
Well, we're not having much luck anywhere. Graham Ryder just rang.
Oh, yeah?
Bought us the land, have turned our offer down flat.
What? Why?
They consider $750,000 completely inadequate for the farm.
No!
Oh, yes.
Oh. Well, we knew we'd have to bargain.
They give you any idea what they're looking for?
That's what's so depressing. He says the board still want close to $1 million.
A million? That's ridiculous.
That's
virtually the price of vacant possession.
Not far off.
Relax.
It's outrageous. No way we're going to pay that much.
They're not really expecting $1 million. It's a bargaining position.
Well, that had crossed my mind.
Now it's our move. Is Helen in tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if Dad and I come back after seeing Gran, let's discuss increasing our offer with her.
Oh, not by much.
Can't afford to.
We'll come up with something. I'll see you at the hospital, Dad. I've got a couple of jobs to do before picking up the sausages.
Yeah, we'll talk it through with Helen this evening.
And tell Gran I'll see her later on.
Bye, love.
Bye. He's never rattled by money, is he?
Tom.
£1 million. Just a bargaining position.
You might be right, you know.
Well, we're sunk if he's not.
Oh, I've told Clary to get hold of you if the hot water pump starts playing up while I'm out.
Ah, right, OK. You off to see Mum now?
Yeah, I'm picking Lillian up.
How's Jack getting on at the Dyer house?
She didn't say. Just asked if I could give her a lift.
I still feel guilty about that. Not offering to bring him here yesterday.
Oh, Tony.
Yes, I know.
It wouldn't have been fair on him. I mean, there's no one in the house to look after him while we're working.
Oh, I realise that. All the same.
Jennifer felt just as bad, but with Rory on her hands.
Well, no one was expecting her to do it. Just a pity we couldn't get hold of Maria.
Well, we're bound to get voicemail on a Sunday. Which left the Dower house? At least Lillian doesn't have as many other commitments.
Do you honestly believe Matt doesn't mind having Jack there?
Normally I wouldn't. But you've got to admit, he played a blinder yesterday.
Ah, oh, well, that's terrific.
Hold still. That won't hurt you.
I'm not cancelling the whole order, Neil.
Half's bad enough, thank you.
I don't want to.
You told me loud and clear 20 wieners at the end of the month.
That was in good faith.
And I've got it in writing. Now I'm left with 10 you don't want.
I'm really sorry.
Well, a fat lot of good that does me.
It's a hiccup. A one-off.
I had real doubts about taking an order from you. I wish I hadn't now.
I'll have things straight by the new year.
Oh, yeah, of course you will. And it'll be raining strawberries and all.
Sorry.
I'll keep still. You'll have to pay me.
What?
Afraid so.
Neil! Brian's got me under the cosh.
Have you messed him around as well?
No. He's really pushing me to get more Tom Archer lines on stream when I should be concentrating on Bridge Farm products.
So, running two pig operations side by side's hard work, is it?
You're telling me.
Well, there's a surprise.
I know. I'm an idiot.
You won't hear any argument from me, Tom.
But if Mum and Dad are buying the farm, it's up to me and Helen to make it work by growing the business. Otherwise, all their hard work's been wasted. Anyway, I know. My fault, my problem.
So, you haven't actually given up on Bridge Farm bacon and sausages?
No. I wanted to be selling them before Christmas. It doesn't look like that's going to happen now.
You always did spread yourself too thin, didn't you?
Some days I wish there were two of me.
One's quite enough for most of us.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I could really do with an assistant.
Well, you got Jazzer.
A proper assistant to help run the business, not do a few hours field work.
Oh, yeah.
I don't suppose you've got any suggestions.
Is she asleep now, Jennifer?
I think so.
Yes.
Oh, that'll do her good. After all the scans and tests.
I know they have to do them, but it can't be much fun.
She had a good grumble about being prodded and poked earlier.
She's normally so full of life, isn't she? Oh, but now...
I know. Nothing much to her, is there? Not like this. Lost in the middle of a great big bed.
No.
Pillow looks enormous.
She seems so small and fragile.
You got him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We were virtually giving away pork in the spring.
Felt like it.
And with the cost of feeding. How many's left?
Two more to tag.
This year's shaken out a lot of producers.
Come on.
I know two people got out recently. And a couple more thinking about it.
It'll be 10% by the end of the year, they reckon.
The only consolation is prices should carry on firming up towards Christmas.
Well, I hope so. If Bridge Farm bacon isn't set up by then, at least they'll have the finished baconers to sell.
You know the 10 you don't want?
Yeah.
Dean Farms might take them.
Oh, so you won't lose out?
Probably not. Though there's still the principal.
No, I know. And I really am sorry.
Well, can't be easy with Brian breathing down your neck all the time.
Where's the last one got to?
He's wriggled behind you, look.
Where? Got ya.
He's not keen, is he?
And what does Brian make of Chris going out with Alice?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure myself, though Susan's convinced they're suited. Go on.
He was seeing her this weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah, got back from Southampton yesterday afternoon.
Oh, did he have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Said he really enjoyed himself. A lot more than he enjoyed helping me with the plastering last night.
Eh?
Well, I'm getting him to give me a hand over the shop, doing up the flat.
Oh, yeah. How's that coming on?
Well, we're getting there, slowly. The rewiring's finished. Now it's the plastering and a couple of floors to sort out.
When will it be finished?
It's hard to say. But we're fitting it in between other jobs.
Well, I'm sure Gran would want you to keep going.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. I was hoping to have a good go next weekend, but seems like I'll be busy hunting for a bell simulator instead.
Oh, for St. Stephen's?
Yeah. Alan says Archdeacon Rachel's given us the go-ahead. So, now we've got to buy one and fit it in the tower.
Right, back to the business units.
Uh-huh. Oh, thanks for the help, tagging.
Oh, no problem. And if you do hear of anyone suitable looking for work...
I'll tell them I know a high-flying executive who wants an assistant, eh?
Cheers.
Oh, and don't forget to give your grand best wishes from me and Susan.
Yep, will do.
When you've finished your coffee, you two go home.
You sure?
Yes, yes. I won't stay long if Mum's still asleep when I go back to her room.
Oh, well, thanks.
That's all right. And you must have a rest, Lillian.
Oh, I'm fine.
You said Maria can't help.
No, afraid not. When the agency rang back, they told me she's already filled her schedule again.
Yeah, well, I told you, in such demand.
I thought the nurse was quite encouraging about Peggy being able to swallow normally.
I mean, it must help recovery if you can eat and drink properly.
Still worried about the arm, though.
Well, it's a little bit better.
It's no surprise to think it was high blood pressure.
No.
Jack's enough to send anyone's blood pressure through the roof sometimes, bless him.
Wonder is it hasn't happened sooner.
How's he been with you, Lillian?
Oh, poor darling, so confused. He was up four times last night, calling for Peggy. No idea where he was.
Oh, dear.
Now, Matt's being an absolute angel. He's working from home this afternoon.
Oh, that is good of him.
But you can't go on like this, can you?
Is it worth finding a live-in carer for the lodge, then bring Jack home?
Oh, last thing he needs is another stranger to deal with. And I'm afraid I won't move in there with him.
Oh, no, of course not.
And it wouldn't be fair to Matt leaving him on his own, you know.
Oh, it must be so disruptive having Jack with you.
Well, I'm still standing.
Well, you know, he can come to us any day that Rory's at school.
And we'll have him whenever you need a break.
Thanks.
We ought to start thinking longer term, though.
I mean, we don't know how long Peggy's going to be here.
Well, Matt and I can manage for another day or two till we know exactly how badly Mum's been affected.
Are you sure?
Yeah, at the minute. Oh, seeing her so poorly, I can't focus on anything else. Except hoping she's gonna pull through.
Stop the noise! Stop it!
Yes, okay, Jack,
sorry. Stop it!
Yeah. There we are. Panning over.
Oh.
Now, let's get this door open, yeah? Get some of the smoke out.
It smells like a fire.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's better. It was only the smoke alarm.
Oh, what happened?
Doesn't matter.
I want to know.
Well, I think someone put a piece of toast under the grill, then walked off and forgot about it.
Really? Oh, how stupid of them.
She's moved right away from the others, hasn't she?
Oh, how many more cows do we have to look at,
Pip? Not many.
Oh.
Go back to the house if you want, Izzy.
No.
I won't be long.
I'm not going near it without you. What if Bert's still there?
He'll have gone by now. Yeah, it's all right, girl.
I'm not risking it. Like I was ever going to be interested in a ploughing match.
Well, you sounded like you were.
I was being polite. I'll run away next time.
She's almost ready.
What for?
Carving.
Oh.
Tonight, probably.
How can you tell?
Well, she's not lying down yet, but she's taken herself off from the rest of the herd.
Okay.
She's fidgety, and you can see how swollen she is.
So, what do you have to do?
Well, nothing usually, but this is her first calf. Sometimes things can go wrong.
Like what?
Since when have you been interested in cows?
It's better than ploughing matches.
The calf can get stuck, or the head gets twisted. Then you have to reach in and turn it.
Oh, gross.
You did ask. Mum only wants me to check one more heifer, then we can go in.
Thanks for persuading her to let me stay over.
Well, she was quite impressed.
Yeah?
That you don't want to miss a day off school.
I don't want to go to Uncle Trevor's birthday party, you mean?
Yeah, well, I know, but...
Him and my stepdad always end up having spitting competitions. Why go to Mansfield for that?
I said more about the school thing.
Whatever. It's good to get away. Mum's been doing my head in since I split with Darren.
Why?
Keeps telling me to stop moping around.
She's right.
Pip!
We need to cross this field. Are you going to be okay in those shoes?
Yeah. Are we coming back later? To see if she's had a calf?
Doubt it. Mum and Dad don't like me working too much on a school night.
Okay.
I warned you it'd be boring. Homework, staying in, and not going to bed massively late.
That's cool. I want to chill and get my head together anyway.
Jack?
Hmm?
Have you had shaving cream behind your ear all day?
Oh, I didn't know.
No, he only got shaved after lunch.
You can't go visiting like that, can you?
Can't I?
He didn't feel like getting washed till then.
Oh, sorry, Matt. I wouldn't have gone out if I'd known.
No, it's all right. Lillian, Sandra talked him round.
Now, stand still, sweetheart.
Above and beyond for a PA, I know, but she didn't seem to mind.
What are you doing?
I'm making you presentable.
What's wrong with me?
Do you see my car keys, Pussycat?
No, afraid not.
I had them a minute ago.
Ow!
Look, you want Mum to see you at your best, don't you?
I don't like this tie.
Right, that's it. Now, you know she's in hospital, don't you?
Oh.
Well, she's better than she was, but not quite as well as we'd like.
Isn't she?
No, so don't be surprised when we go in.
Found them.
Oh, good. Shall we get going, then?
I don't like this tie.
Yeah, it's one of mine. We forgot to bring any of Jack's, didn't we?
It makes me look like a spiv.
Nonsense, Jack.
I don't like it.
All right.
Puska, is this such a bright idea?
Yeah, well, I promised Mum we'd bring him tonight.
Yeah, but if he's like this...
What are you talking about?
We're saying how pleased Mum will be to see you, Jack.
Oh.
She's been asking about you ever since she went into hospital.
Has she?
So now we can put her mind at rest, can't we?
Fair enough.
I don't like this tie.
Yeah, no problem, Jack. I'll get a couple more to choose from.
Oh, thanks, Tiger. We want Mum to be proud of you when we walk in, don't we?
Mum?
Yes.
My mother?
Oh, Peggy. Your wife.
Oh, Peggy. Where is she?
No. Izzy. Stop it.
I don't know what I want.
Then give up.
Oh, Pip.
I'm trying to get my head round polymers.
I can't work without music.
You've shuffled like 20 times.
I don't know what to listen to.
Well, put your headphones on while you decide.
It's all right. I don't want to listen to anything now. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, how much longer are you going to be?
I don't know. I'm trying to understand cross-linking in polymer chains. We've got a test tomorrow.
Why don't you get on with your assignment for Mr. Peters?
It'll keep. Let's go online.
When I've finished.
Now! I want to post a message on Darren's wall.
No, you don't.
I do.
Forget him. You've got an assignment to do.
I want to post... Help, I'm trapped on a farm with a science geek.
Help, my best friend's got ADD.
Oh, please.
No, stay away from Darren's page.
I only want to know if he's changed his status. Is he still single or seeing someone?
You don't want to know.
I do.
Darren's a loser.
Don't say that.
Well, he must be. only a loser would finish with you.
Oh. Well, that's true. If he really has finished with me.
You know he has.
Maybe. Can I look at your DVDs?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, I like Juno.
Oh, Izzy. Oh, I'm bored. Talk to me. Fine. I'll get everything wrong about monomers and polymers tomorrow.
Oh, you know everything about everything anyway.
No, I don't, but I am stopping.
Excellent.
So, DVD, music, something to eat.
Have you ever been late? You know, really, really late.
Late? Is he?
Matt's gone on to see someone, Mum, but he's picking us up again at 8.
Here, Jack.
This side.
That's it, Jack.
Then I can see you better.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello, dear.
What are you doing in bed? Aren't you feeling very well?
Better than I was. My arm is doing better.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's great, Mum. Oh, I've got 2 more cards for your pin board. One from Phil and Jill and one from Alan. Shall I put them up?
Please.
What's wrong with you, Peggy?
Nothing much.
Oh, now that's not true. Mum's been very poorly.
Have you?
A little.
Oh, dear.
I'm getting better. Just tired.
Stay in bed, then.
Now that's good advice.
I want to go home.
Oh, and you will do, Mum. Soon. But you know we're doing all right without you. So make the most of having a rest. Isn't that right, Jack?
There's a box of gloves here. Rubber ones.
You look very... He looks very...
Smart?
Yes.
Did you hear that, Jack? Mum thinks you look smart.
Thank you.
It's a nice tie.
It's one of Matt's.
It's very bright.
He's calling in when he picks us up. Oh, Alan and Usha send their best wishes. Alan asked if he can come in tomorrow.
If he wants to. I've seen a chaplain today.
That's good.
Where does the door go?
That's the ensuite.
Can I look?
If you want to, dear.
It's a nice little setup. See what you think, Jack.
All right.
Everyone's thinking about you, Mum. Oh, Oliver sends his regards.
Oh, that's kind of him.
He was working on his dry stone wall when I rode past.
How is he, Lillian?
He's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
It must be difficult for you.
No.
I'll come home soon.
You mustn't even think about it.
But Matt
is being marvellous.
It's very small.
It's nice though, isn't it?
What are you doing in bed, Peggy?
She's been ill, Jack.
I'm having a great big rest.
Oh, well, why don't you stay in my hotel instead of this one?
Stop shouting!
I'm not shouting!
Mum and Dad will hear us!
I thought you were my best friend!
I am!
Then why are you so down on me being pregnant?
You're not certain that you are!
I am! I know I am! And you're being totally negative about it!
Yeah, well, you never even told me you were having sex with Darren!
I was going to. And then we split up. And I felt stupid.
I can't believe you were so careless, not using anything.
It just happened.
That is no excuse.
You don't understand. When you really, really love someone, it just happens. You don't have time.
That's rubbish.
Like you'd know.
Izzy, if Darren actually loved
you... He does.
Then why did he chuck you?
When he knows I'm pregnant... He'll come back.
No, he won't.
You're doing it again.
And even if he does, you can't have a baby.
Why not?
Not now.
Why not?
Well, number one, it will ruin your life.
No, it won't.
No sixth form, no university, dead-end job.
That won't happen.
Yes, it will. You'll end up a cleaner or in a shop or something.
Like my mother.
Sorry.
You're so snotty about anyone who doesn't talk posh or live in a big farmhouse.
That is not true.
I'll do all right with my baby. You watch me.
Sorry, Izzy, I wasn't getting at your mum.
You can be so up yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be scary for you.
Yeah. Bit of a shock.
Look, whatever needs doing, I'll help.
Like with the cows? No, thanks.
I meant go to the clinic with you.
Yeah?
Of course. Whenever you like, I'll help you arrange the abortion.
What?
The sooner you go, the better.
I'm not having an abortion.
But
I'm not going to kill this baby.
Izzy, you're not thinking straight.
I want it. More than anything.
It's not a baby yet.
Oh, shut up, will you?
It's just a few cells.
It's my baby. Great friend you are.
Where are you going?
Home.
You can't. There are no buses at this time. If you ask Mum and Dad for a lift, they'll want to know why. Look.
Headphones.
Izzy.
Headphones. Or do I have to stand on your homework to get them?
Fine.
I might be stuck here tonight, but that doesn't mean I have to talk to you. Ever again.
Well, in that case, Adam.
Well, given what Carl said.
There's no point in having a formal meeting.
No.
Oh, well. Are you sure you've got time to...
Yeah. Might as well make up for bringing bad news, David.
Oh, well, it's not your fault. Well, the anaesthetic's had long enough, so it's just the disbudding.
A nice-looking calf.
Yeah. OK, let's start with her. If you stand there, I'll work her into the corner.
No, you dare! That's it. Take it easy.
Want the iron?
Yeah, please. I saw Bert in the yard.
Yeah, he's come over to tinker with the Massey.
Hold still.
Oh! He reckons a problem with the coupling cost him a place at Beckwell.
The ploughing man?
Yeah.
Where'd he finish?
Third.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Jimmy Prentice came second there.
Ah.
Cutting Bert's overall lead by a couple of points, so he's much less optimistic.
Makes Formula One look safe.
Hi.
Hello, Ruth.
How's Peggy?
I was telling David, I saw her at lunchtime. She was sitting up in a chair. She'd had a little walk.
Oh, but that's good.
But she's having a lot of trouble seeing on her right side.
Do they think she'll make a full recovery?
There's no saying yet.
Oh. How's Jack taking it?
He's staying at the Dower House, isn't he?
Yeah. I think it's tough going, to be honest.
I can imagine.
The poor guy's so confused. He shouts in the night.
Oh.
Smashed the bars yesterday. Lillian thinks by accident.
Can't they get some help?
Well, Mum's meeting up with Lillian and Tony later on to decide on the best way to look after it.
You take the iron.
Sure.
You got the spray?
Somewhere. Adam saw Carl this morning.
Oh, good. What did he say?
Well, because the Loxley Norton digester has definitely got the green light...
Yeah?
AHP is very unlikely to get a food handling licence as well.
Yeah, and even if we did, we can't compete for scale. They'll get all the waste.
So that's it.
Off you go. Go on.
I gave Debbie a quick ring. She agrees. We've run out of options.
There's not much else we can do, love, except wind it up.
Two village consultations, consultants' reports, endless meetings, and... Oh, what have we got to show for it, huh?
A few sheets of headed notepaper.
And that's the end of Amber Sheet and Power.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, you're early, Tony. I'm still tidying up.
I was hoping to catch Brian before we started.
Why?
Oh, it's all right. Not going to have a row with him.
He's taken Rory on a conker hunt.
Ah, will he be long?
And then he's got a meeting with Pete about yesterday's shoot.
Ah.
Can I give him a message later?
Pat and I wondered... Well, we've put in an increased offer for the farm.
Oh, how's the negotiation going?
Well, not very well.
Aww.
So it'd be very useful if Brian could... Well, I don't want any favours, but Well, if he could just see we get fair play, that's all we want.
I'll ask Tony.
We've made a genuine offer. We're not playing games.
Well, I'll tell him that. But you know he doesn't have much to do with the property portfolio. Matt's the person you really need to talk to.
Oh, great.
If they sold their cereals at the top of the market...
Yeah, which they probably did.
Home Farm can stand the loss.
Yeah, easily.
Whereas for us, the income from the digester would have been very useful.
Blimey! Emma's done a job and a half, hasn't she?
She said she was going to concentrate on the kitchen today.
Where's all the dirt gone?
It wasn't that bad this morning.
What? Some layers of grime were of historic interest.
Hey, Pip must be back. There's a bag.
Ed and Emma seem to be getting on okay in Rickyard, don't they?
Ed says they love it. It's a lot more comfortable than Neil's caravan used to be.
Yeah, I bet. Look, OK, it's a pity about the digester, but if the milk price stays decent...
Oh, that's a big if.
Yeah, I know. And if we stay on top of costs with rotational grazing...
It should work well for us. So, maybe losing the digester isn't the end of the world,
hmm? Well...
Can you start the meal, David?
All right. What are we having?
Jacket potatoes.
OK, if I can find them through the blinding gleam.
I want to see how Pip is.
Oh, yeah, why?
Didn't you see her with Izzy this morning?
Well, not to talk to, no. Saw you take them off for the bus.
They didn't say two words to each other in the car. They were both in a foul mood.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
I'm gasping for some tea.
Anyone wants anything stronger? Lillian?
Yeah. If I have a drink now, darling, I'll fall fast asleep.
Another bad night.
Ah, oh, very.
Well, if no one wants anything else, I'll leave you in peace.
Oh, come and join us, Adam.
Really?
Yeah, yes. We'd be glad of your opinion.
Mm.
We're not making much progress.
Oh.
Oh, go on, Adam.
OK.
Well, what we've agreed so far is that Jack can't stay at the Dower House much longer.
And it's not because we don't want him.
Well, nobody's saying that, Lillian.
I mean, Matt's been very good about it.
It's just not feasible. You're getting exhausted.
Oh, we try to establish a routine for him, Adam. He needs watching day and night.
Oh, he does.
And it's simply not fair on you, Lillian.
Certainly makes you appreciate what Mum's been coping with all this time.
Oh, yes.
And we've ruled out Jack going back to the lodge with a living carer.
Or any of us going with him.
Well, I did consider it.
It'd be exactly the same problem. He can't be awake 24 hours a day for him.
Precisely.
I think perhaps he's worse because Mum's not there.
Nevertheless, we need a proper strategy. Mum's going to be in hospital for a while.
Yeah, and must convalesce properly when she comes out without having to worry about Jack.
Matt and I can manage a few more days, but, I mean, not indefinitely.
Well, we fully accept that.
So, we're talking about finding a home for him.
Yes. Certainly in the short term.
I can't bear the thought of sending him away. He can be so sweet sometimes.
We're not sending him away, Lillian.
No. If we find the right place, it's exactly what he needs. Professional help 24 hours a day.
We need somewhere that can offer respite care, then.
Yes.
And it might not be that easy to arrange.
Well, we won't know till we've tried.
Well, that's just it, Tony. I wasn't sure what we'd agree on this evening. But, just for information... I rang a couple of places earlier. I'm afraid it wasn't very encouraging.
Don't sit too close to the television, Ben.
Can't believe their luck. Putting in front of the telly on a Wednesday.
Well, while Pip's still upstairs.
Why didn't she come down?
She'll have something later. She's still very upset about falling out with Izzy.
Ah, I see. Did you find out why?
That's why he was up there so long. Izzy might be pregnant.
Izzy? She's just a kid.
She's 16.
That is just a kid.
She told Pip last night. Pip said she should have an abortion and Izzy got mad with her.
Pip told her to have an abortion?
Yeah. Said it would ruin her chances in life, having a baby now. Which isn't what Izzy wanted to hear.
Oh, struth. Sometimes I feel so out of touch.
I was pretty gobsmacked myself.
I mean, I thought they still talked about, I don't know, fashion and music.
I mean, you know, okay, they've got boyfriends, but... Oh, and then Izzy's pregnant.
Thinks she is.
She doesn't know.
Pip says she hasn't taken a test yet.
Well, then why does she think...
Because she's very late, and she wasn't using protection.
Oh, wonderful.
I told Pip the first thing Izzy needs to do is take a proper test, then tell him with her.
Karen doesn't know.
No.
What? Should we?
No, it's not our place.
But I mean, if it was the other way round?
It was a private conversation. Pip didn't want to tell me about it, but she was so upset. It all came out. And Izzy might be wrong.
Well, I suppose so.
Now she won't talk to Pip. Banked her all day at school.
Because Pip suggested an abortion.
I suppose Izzy wanted Pip to be happy for her. She's convinced Darren's going to come back.
No.
Then everything will be lovely. Didn't help Pip calling him a loser.
Well, sounds like the truth, though, doesn't it? Gets his girlfriend pregnant, then walks off.
And on top of that, Pip's angry about another unplanned child coming into an overcrowded world.
Oh, she didn't give her the whole eco thing, did she?
No, she saved that for me. How we need a lot fewer people, not more, if we're going to beat global warming. She's so passionate about it.
Yeah, I know she is.
But there's a lot of hurt behind the anger. Izzy's been her best friend for years.
Our little girl discussing abortions. Is she having sex as well? Do you know?
No.
Well, what if the same thing happens to her?
I'm fairly sure she isn't.
Well, you're not certain?
David, we can't stop her if she wants to.
Well, I know, but...
Look, we've always given the best advice we can. I hope she'd be honest with us if she was getting that involved.
Yeah, well, look, we need to talk it through with her. Never mind, Izzy. What if Pip gets pregnant? Look, if I go up...
No, don't say anything to
her. We need to be clear about this.
Yeah, okay. But I'll talk to her at the right time. Please, leave it to me.
So, that's what we're doing?
Yes.
I'm sure it's best for everyone.
He will find it unsettling, though.
Oh, to begin with, yes. Unfortunately, there's no way round it.
It'll be less unsettling for Jack than setting off smoke alarms and smashing vases.
Yeah, once we've found the right place, the carers will soon make him feel at home.
And the problem's going to be finding it, from what Mum said.
Mm. At least we know we can rule out the Laurels. They don't do respite care.
What was wrong with the place you contacted in Darrington?
Oh, Clifton?
Mm.
Well, that doesn't provide elderly medical treatment. It's purely a care home, not a nursing home.
Well, I'm sure if we all start asking round, we'll find something suitable.
Well, I'll get in touch with the CPN again.
Who?
Jack's psychiatric nurse.
Oh, yes, she must have contact.
Pat and I will start ringing round nursing homes.
But it can't just be anywhere.
No.
It's got to be right for Jack.
Absolutely.
Are we telling Peggy what we're doing?
Oh, well, I suppose we ought to.
No, no, definitely not.
Well, why not, Jenny?
Well, it'll only worry her.
Not knowing that Jack's being looked after properly.
Oh, she won't see it that way.
No, then Jennifer's right.
Why?
Having the family look after Jack is one thing. Placing him with strangers...
Yeah, she'll get very agitated.
Yes, we mustn't put her through any more stress.
Well, I thought it'd put her mind at rest.
She'll stop worrying about him the whole time and what sort of people he's with. And,
and it's not as though we've found anywhere yet, is it?
Well, no.
So, for the time being, the kindest thing to do is to keep stumm.
Is that the last of the country pork, Morris?
Yeah, 6 spicy for Waterley Cross and we're done.
Oh, great. Okay, well, start slinging them in.
Yeah, funnily enough, it happened to my granddad like that, Tom.
Yeah?
Lovely man. He used to take me fishing as a kid.
I didn't know you went fishing.
I couldn't stand it, but I thought the world of him, so I'd freeze on riverbanks just to hear his stories.
And he ended up in a home?
Well, once Granny Cora died, he was finished. Shrank away to nothing. Mind and body. I used to hate visiting. He'd be sat around the telly with the others, nobody talking. You know, no light in his eyes. You want to find somewhere decent for Jack?
Yeah, we will. And You know, it's only for a little while, till Gran's better.
Yeah, well, hope so. Though, people don't mend so easily.
You don't know how tough my grandmother is.
Yeah, well, give her my best wishes when you see her next.
Yeah, will do.
Oh, right. Are you meeting the, you know, the bacon guy while you're in Mortally Cross?
No, he's already emailed his charges for curing. He's a lot more expensive than Frank Chapman's place.
You were quite impressed with the Carruthers, huh?
I wouldn't mind doing business with them, especially if it was for Bridge Farm's benefit, not Uncle Brian's.
He's still giving you a hard time.
I had voicemail when I got back from the hospital last night. Are the figures ready yet?
All heart, your Uncle Brian.
Yeah. Right, well, I might see you in the Bull later, if you're going for a drink with Mike.
Well, not tonight. I've something else on.
She's not long separated from her mum.
And they haven't mastered the calf feeder?
Not yet. So we might have to help them along.
I've finished, Ruth.
Is she all right, Alistair?
Fine, now I've cleaned her up. Afternoon, Usha.
Hi.
I've left David with her. Let me know if there are any problems.
OK, see you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, what's wrong?
Oh, one of the cows had a difficult birth, retained the placenta.
Ooh.
Right. See what this tastes like.
Anyway, as it's our first Diwali since we got married, we thought it best to celebrate in Wolverhampton with the family. It gives Ma and Pa more time to get used to Alan. Oh, she's following you.
That's the idea. Your parents seem much more relaxed about him now.
They are. I can't get him off the phone if he answers where Ma is. You've got her on the feeder.
Let's see how the other one does. How long are you staying there?
Only the Tuesday night.
What's this, huh?
Well, neither of us can take any more time off work. We're so busy at the moment. When I'm free, I seem to spend half my life hoovering Blossom Hill Cottage.
Anyone interested in renting it yet?
The girl at Rodway said there'd been one or two inquiries. I called in at the end of my great shopping expedition.
Yeah. What have you been buying?
I'll show you when we've finished with the calves and got out of the cold.
Evening, Alistair. When you got in yet?
Yeah, plenty. It's going to be quite a full meeting.
Are you admiring the chip shop opposite or just standing out here because you like getting cold?
I'm waiting for Ryan.
He knows where the meeting room is, doesn't he?
Yes, but... Well, he rang earlier.
Oh, problem.
Well, I'm not sure. He says he finds GA very helpful, but... Well, he sounded nervous about coming tonight.
Oh, so you're keeping an eye out?
Yeah, in case he gets this far, then gives up. I almost did a few times.
Well, very commendable, Alistair, but if you don't mind, I'll leave you to...
Not at all.
I want to get out of this wind before I start losing body parts, so I'll see you inside.
Yeah.
What do you think?
A new pair of trainers.
State-of-the-art running shoes.
I think they're really cool.
Thank you, Pip.
Can I have a look?
Put your hand in. See how well cushioned they are.
Oh, yes. They're very nice.
And these little beauties are going to get me through the Felpisham Marathon.
Isn't it a half marathon?
It's been upgraded. Next March is the first ever full Felpisham Marathon.
And you're going in for it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
You're mad. Thank you, Ruth.
I know you like running, but that's an awful lot of it.
26 miles, 385 yards.
Well, what on earth are you doing it for? I think that's brilliant.
I need to start exercising. Seriously, I've put on pounds since I was married.
Rubbish. Usha doesn't need to lose weight, does she? Well, Pip!
But she's right. The scales never lie. I'm starting to feel heavy and it's all Alan's fault.
Why?
Oh, for being such a good cook and making me happy.
Well, wouldn't a fun run do?
Well, up until last Monday, I was just going to do the half marathon.
What happened?
Ah, well, I was jogging in the Memorial Gardens in town. Suddenly a blur of green lycra shot past. Guess who?
Who?
Annabelle Shrivener.
Annabelle's a runner.
Annabelle does everything. She was wearing the full works.
Stretch shorts, bra top, even though it was cold. Ribs like a washboard.
Good for her.
MP3 player, heart rate monitor.
The superwoman cape.
The only thing missing was sat-nav. Of course, I was in my baggiest blue tracksuit.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
We started talking about running and training schedules, and she said she was entering the Felpisham Marathon, and when I said I was thinking of entering the half marathon, well, she gave me such a snotty look that...
You talked yourself into doing the full one?
Uh-huh.
Usha!
Oh,
good for you.
Oh, that woman could patronise for Britain. I wasn't going to let her get one up on me.
I know the feeling. Well, what does Alan think?
He's happy to support from the sidelines as long as he doesn't have to do any running himself.
A sensible man.
He's pleased I'm doing it. He says he won't have to feel guilty about leaving me on my own so often when he's working. Oh, in fact, he should be home about now.
Well, go and impress him with your magic running shoes.
There you are, Usha.
Thanks. I am determined to complete it in a respectable time.
Faster than Annabelle?
No chance of that. She's a serious runner.
Well, you could if you trained hard enough.
Well, obviously I'd like to. It'd be very satisfying that... No, I mustn't think like that.
See you, Usha. Happy running.
Bye.
She's crazy.
Oh, Mum.
26 miles?
Well, I quite like running.
You're going up to finish your homework?
Yeah, I've got to do the corrections on my science test.
But before you do, were things any better with Izzy today?
Not really.
So you don't know if she's taken a test yet? Or talked to her mother?
She won't even look at me.
Silly girl. What I didn't ask yesterday, and maybe should have done, are you and Jonathan sleeping together?
Mum!
Well, look, I'm asking because you're only 15 and I'd be very concerned if you were having sex.
I'm not all right, just don't go there.
That's all I want to know.
And even if I was...
What?
Well, I probably wouldn't tell you, would I?
Pip!
Though I wouldn't be stupid enough to get pregnant.
You get off if you like, Alistair.
Oh, it won't take two of us long to clear the chairs. And if it keeps the caretaker happy...
Well, not happy. He just stopped scowling a bit.
Good meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad. Though I can see why your lad was jumpy about coming.
Well, Ryan, well, that took some guts, didn't it?
It certainly did.
First time he's been able to admit the real extent of his debt to anyone.
Yeah, I thought I was good at running up credit. He's in a different league.
Well, he doesn't seem to have had much trouble clocking up thousands.
No, he strikes me as being very persuasive.
Yeah, when he talked about waiting for the postman, tearing up bills. It was me a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've come a long way since then.
Thanks to GA. And you in particular. Do we need to put the lights out?
No, Smiling Boy does those. Has it started raining?
That's why I'd love to help Ryan get back on his feet.
He's going to...
Before he wrecks his marriage. You know, when he talked about being afraid his son will hate him if they lose everything, that was me and Daniel.
Well, you pulled through because you wanted to, Alistair.
Well, I needed a lot of help.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you'd hit the self-destruct button, there's nothing that I or anyone else could have done.
Came close often enough.
And it's the same with Ryan. No matter how much you want to help someone, in the end... they have to take responsibility for their own actions.
That's right. I think I'm getting that across to him.
No thanks, Mum. Bren's saving me some tea. I only dropped in to see if there's any news about Gran.
Your dad saw her this evening. He said she's been sitting up more and responding to the physio, so that's good.
All right. I'll go in on Saturday with Bren.
Oh, she'll like that.
And any luck finding somewhere for Jack?
Not yet. Jennifer's waiting to hear back from the psychiatric nurse. And I've been on the phone half the day.
Right. Oh, have you heard there won't be a digester at Home Farm?
Yeah, Adam told your dad last night.
So that's one less thing for you to worry about.
Well, I'd be more pleased if Borchester Land hadn't just turned down our second offer. Graham Ryder rang this afternoon.
But have they started coming down from a million?
Oh, he wasn't bargaining, Tom.
But we're sitting tenants.
Oh, perhaps they just won't sell after all.
Are you sure they aren't just trying to squeeze another 20k out of us?
Oh, no. Graham made it very clear. $775,000 is nowhere near acceptable.
What are we going to do? I mean, how much higher can we go?
I don't think it's even worth trying, love.
No?
We're obviously out of our depth. We're not talking about 20,000 more, we're talking about 200,000.
And we've no chance of raising that?
None whatsoever.
So we can't buy the farm?
It doesn't look like it.
Does Helen know?
Yeah. She was here when I took the call.
Is she in now?
No, she's gone to see Peggy.
That's all we've talked about for ages. What we'll do when the family owns this place.
She's as disappointed as you are.
That's why I wanted to bring the pigs back, because it was going to be ours.
I know.
Only it won't be.
I'm sorry, love.
I can't believe it.
Oh, your father and I were so proud the two of you wanted to take this place on. It validated everything we've done. Then one phone call and the whole damn bubble bursts.
She looks lovely there, doesn't she?
Hmm.
Oh, and doesn't Tony look young? He brought Mum to church, didn't he?
I want a cushion.
What, another one? Oh, that one slipped, that's why.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make you more comfortable, Jack. There. Oh. Do you think Mum Peggy would like to see your wedding photos again? Shall we take them in this afternoon?
Where are we going?
To the hospital. You, me and Jenny.
I don't want to go.
Well, we can't let Peggy down now, can we? She's expecting us.
I don't want to go.
Why not?
The cushion's hurting.
Well, look, you try and put it right this time and we'll see how you feel when Jenny gets here.
Ah, Pussycat.
Afternoon, Chief.
Oh, hello.
Thought I might have missed you.
How was your meeting?
Oh, same as ever. Chalky, whinging, non-stop. Brian trying to look intelligent while Doodle's on the agenda.
Did you discuss Bridge Farm?
Nothing to discuss unless Tony and Pat make a serious offer.
Helen was heartbroken.
Nothing worse than business meetings dragging on, is there, eh, Jack?
Oh, no.
We sat in the hospital cafe till it closed. It was all she could talk about. Her and Tom's plans for the farm. Except
yeah,
now,
Pussycat,
of course...
Haven't you got enough to worry about already? But when are you off to Felpersham?
Jenny should be here soon. Though Jack's not sure he wants to go.
What? No, you'll enjoy it, won't you, Jack? Nice little run out, saying hello to Peggy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, great fun.
Yes.
Right, I'm starving. Any lunch left?
Oh, Matt. Getting married in the morning.
Jenny had a call this morning. The community psychiatric nurse.
Yeah?
She says Jack could be admitted as an emergency to a psychiatric unit for assessment.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Nothing important, darling. I'll be back over in a minute.
Oh.
But we ruled it out. We don't want him going into a hospital. We want somewhere really special for him. Do you mind?
Your call, Puska.
It means I'm staying here for a few more days.
Maybe not as long as you think.
What?
Was that a yes about lunch?
How much did you have to promise him, Dad?
Nothing.
What? Nothing at all?
That's right, Eddie.
Sterling's letting us have all his apples. He don't want anything for them.
He said he could have half a dozen bottles when they've been pressed and fermented. It wasn't interesting.
I don't get it.
So I asked him if he didn't like her cider. Didn't quite catch the answer.
The Borsetshire beauties have come on a treat this year, ain't they?
Oh, ah. We'll be able to fill the sacks with fallers.
Oh, yeah. Don't need the ladders tonight.
He asked after William.
Who's Sterling?
Ah.
What did you tell him?
Oh, only that Clary took George up yesterday. Found him in better spirits than of late.
That's not saying much.
Oh, well, you'll be getting to grips with a shoot up there this way.
Clary reckons there's more to it than that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she says William's heard from Nick again. She's texted him.
What for?
Oh, nothing more than friendship, Clary says.
Well, I expect he's glad of some of that at the moment.
I still can't forget what she did to George, though.
No, that wasn't right. But the boy can be awkward when he's a mind to.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're as young as Nick, you don't have much of a fuse, see?
Yeah, that's true enough. Oh, maybe we saw the worst in her too quick.
Yeah, maybe. Well, at least it'll do William good. Knowing a young lady's thinking of him now and again.
And I've come straight from the service. It was very simple.
Oh.
But quite moving.
This is the stiff Eddie Duggar.
The Civil War body recovered from the Millennium Wood, yes.
And now it's buried in the Parge de Vaux.
No, a simple plot in Loxley Barrack churchyard near the family tombs.
Someone was sitting here.
Oh, Lillian was, Jack.
Yeah, she's taking a phone call, Chief.
Oh.
We'll set off when she comes back.
Where are we going?
To cheer Mum up in hospital.
Oh.
Now, do you want to nip to the loo first?
No. Are you coming with us?
No, not this time, Jack. I'm leaving you in charge of the ladies.
Oh, all right.
And afterward, Nigel said he's glad the steward's son has finally come home. Which is rather a nice way of putting it.
Sorry, have I been holding everyone up?
No.
No, Jennifer's been entertaining us with funeral stories. She'll go down well on the geriatric wards.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm ready if you are.
Right, come on, Jack. Anyone interesting?
No, on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you later.
I want the toilet.
Oh, that's fine. There's no rush.
Can you remember where it is, darling?
Of course I can.
Turn left, then straight ahead of you, Chief.
Can you see?
I expect you'll be glad of some peace and quiet this afternoon.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I'm off out playing golf.
Oh.
All right.
Missed me game on Sunday, didn't I?
You know, Matt, we really do appreciate what you did for Mum.
Ah, it was nothing.
No, it's not just Sunday. Matt's been a marvel all round.
Yeah, all right, pussycat.
That was Diane Chivers on the phone, the manager of the Willows.
Where?
The Willows, a private care home in West Felpersham. Very, very nice. I've had a quick peek on the web.
Oh?
Beautiful gardens, full nursing facilities, sherry or port for the residents at six every night, and it offers respite care.
Oh, well, that sounds more Jack's kind of place than a hospital.
Yeah, well, at the prices it's asking, it should be.
And have they got a vacancy?
Yes! Diana's coming over on Sunday to meet Jack, so he can decide, and she can decide, if it's a good idea for him to stay there for a week or two.
Hey, well done, Lillian.
Well, it's Matt you should be thanking.
Nothing to do with me.
And you was up to something when he came back from his meeting. He wouldn't say what.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get your hopes up. I didn't know if they had a place or not.
You've arranged all this?
No, I got my PA on to it. She contacted the Willows, asked them to phone here directly.
Tell you what, when my time comes, I want drinks at six every night.
Yeah, me too.
Preferably served by young men in thongs. So now we've found somewhere, surely we can tell Mum.
No.
Well, why not?
Because it isn't settled yet, is it? And she'll have all sorts of questions we can't answer. Well, let's wait till it's completely sorted out and then decide what to tell her.
Hello?
All right, Jack's on the move.
Oh, coming, Jack. Enjoy your golf, Matt.
Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, thank you, Tiger.
Nah, my pleasure.
I'll be ready, Jack. And if you do get the chance to think about Tony and Pat while I'm out...
Yeah, clear off Florence Nightingale. I'm concentrating on my game this afternoon and nothing else.
And Clary don't mind doing the food.
No, says we've been putting ourselves out so much to help with George. It's the least she can do.
Oh, what we giving the punters?
Hot soup, a roll, and a glass of cider to calm their shattered nerves.
Oh, we want to leave them terrified. No sense having a Halloween ghost walk otherwise.
Right, that's another sack done. How much of a breather are you having, Dad?
Oh, only a minute or two.
Oh, it's been five already.
Are we starting on the green again?
Yeah. You can tell them about the little drummer boy who died at the bull.
Ah, that's always a good tale to start with.
Then on to the churchyard. We'll give them John Breyer and the Squire.
Oh, huh? And what about the Worm of Ambridge?
The snake that got left by the stripper?
No, not spooky enough.
No, I meant...
Then it's straight on the trailer and up to the Millennium Wood.
Yeah, and we'll tell them about Florrie Hoskins and Black Lawson on the way.
Once we get there, we act out the killing of the Stuart's son after the Battle of Asset Hill.
The Tale of the Screaming Skull.
That's it. I'll rig up some lights. Have a few people up there already dressed as cavaliers and roundings.
You got anybody in mind?
Well, I reckon Kenton could be persuaded.
Oh, man.
And a couple of others like Fat Paul, We'll have them hidden behind trees.
It'll have to be a big tree for Fat Paul.
You tell the tale. Ambush and horrible murder. Then I'll say how I discovered the skull centuries after.
Ah, we'll have to have a good scream when you do that.
We'll scare the living daylights out of them. Then back to the cider shed for food and Grundy Scrumpy. An absolute bargain at 10 quid a head.
Yeah, we need to get the posters out quick, mate.
Yeah, I'm picking them up tonight from Roberts now.
We haven't left it too late, have we?
No. It's going to be mentioned in the free paper and all next week.
Well, you got it in the Westbury Courier?
Still had the editor's number from doing his patio.
Ah.
He promised he'll put a paragraph in.
Oh, that'd be handy.
God, we'll be turning folks away, Dad.
Yeah, I reckon we will. Isn't it good, Eddie?
Hey?
After all the trials and tribulations we've been through lately, to get back the good, honest money-making.
Dr. Jenkins is quite pleased with my voice.
Well, there's a definite improvement, Mum, isn't there, Jenny?
It's noticeably better, yes.
But I still can't see properly on this side.
Do you want to sit down, Jack?
No, thank you.
I have to keep turning my head. It's very frustrating.
Well, that'll improve in time, won't it?
There's no guarantee it will. Are you all right standing, Jack?
Yes, thank you.
You can see out of the window from there, can't you? Mm.
They warned me I'd have to stop driving if it doesn't improve.
Oh, no, you like driving.
Can't you drive, Peggy?
I may not be allowed to any more, Jack.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I can drive you, can't I?
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I don't mind.
I do wish you'd sit down, dear.
There's something moving out there. I can see something.
Oh, I think he spotted a squirrel.
How is he, Lillian?
He's fine.
You always say that.
But he is.
There! It's running up the tree.
He's doing very well, Mum. Lillian's taking very good care of him.
Well, we all are.
You shouldn't have to. If I wasn't so tired, I'd come home.
Mum, stop worrying.
Oh, he's disappeared now.
Well, you're not telling me the truth. I know how difficult he can be.
Matt's very good with him.
Matt hasn't got time to look after him. Neither have you, Lillian.
Well, everyone's helping. Jenny had him all yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. There he goes again.
You've got your own lives to lead. I feel so guilty about leaving you to cope.
Well, there's no need to any more, Mum. You see, Tony, Jenny and I put our heads together and...
The best way is to carry on managing ourselves, so stop worrying. We won't get well again, Mum.
Lillian?
That's right. We're coping beautifully. You just concentrate on getting better.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.
It's not quite as grand as it sounds on the radio, but how would you like to look around St Stephen's in Ambridge? In aid of BBC's Children in Need, one listener can, by having a special tour of the Archers studios in Birmingham, participating during a recording and having lunch with us as well. To enter, you must be over 18, available for your day out on Sunday, November the 2nd, and be able to answer this question. Which Archer's character is currently serving a 12-year prison sentence? Is it A, Alf Grundy, B, Gareth Taylor, a.k.a. Owen King, or C, Clive Horobin? The number to call with your answer is 090-4959-6060. Lines close at midnight on October the 27th. Calls cost £1 from a BT landline. Other operators will vary, and calls from mobiles will cost considerably more. 77.5 pence will go to Children in Need from every call. please ask for the bill payer's permission. Further details and terms and conditions are on our website. This competition is in line with the BBC's Code of Conduct for Competitions.